Nearly 2 years ago, the local community was shaken by the news that two 13-year-old best friends attending Treasure Mountain Junior High had overdosed on the synthetic drug Pink obtained through the dark web. This July, local authorities alerted parents that drugs were again being ordered on the dark web, and a 17-year-old girl from Park City High who was involved in the previous case is facing a felony drug distribution charge now in juvenile court. Summit County Attorney Margaret Olson said that the presentation will be held on September 10th, 6 to 9 p.m. at Park City High.
And this individual is a special agent with the U.S. Department of Justice, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. He's trained over 1,000 law enforcement officers on investigations on the dark web. And he's going to come here and give a presentation designed for parents and educators. This is not an event for children, but for parents and educators to talk about. He's going to give a hands-on demonstration of the dark web. He's going to explain dark web marketplaces and how they work. He's going to explain cryptocurrency. And then he's going to talk about safety and security implications for the dark web.
Park City Police Chief Wade Carpenter said the concept of the dark web is complicated.
It's a location where a lot of people are going to really obtain nefarious items, whether that's anything from drug usage to illicit firearms, anything in between that. It's largely controlled by the use of Bitcoin, and so it's very difficult to track. It's not impossible to track, but it is difficult to track. And just generally speaking, it's you don't just enter any, into the web browser an address. It typically is run by hardware or software that's obtained.
Chief Carpenter said that before 2016, they had heard of the dark web, but the idea that teenagers as young as 13 were utilizing it was an eye-opener.
Typically, it's very important that parents are having control of what's going on with their kids' devices, their handhelds, their computers, their laptops. And I would say, as we've always said, that you need to be the parent, step up and check their history. If you need to hire somebody to block access to some of those things, and even though they load some of this on and they can delete the item, they can remove the hardware or software, it will still leave elements of that, or you can still come back and track some of that history.
He said parents need to look closely at the social media their children are using. The chief said they cannot necessarily assume any access point is immune from misuse.
Whether it be on their school computer, whether they, a lot of times these young people found loopholes in the systems, and we're never going to say you can't access anything. The reality is it's really a slippery slope, and there's a lot of things on the dark web that are very, very harmful to everyone, not just young people.
Park City Police Chief Wade Carpenter and County Attorney Margaret Olson. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.